Welcome to the Leftovers Podcast. These are the leftovers from the What's On Your Mind show. We just did 2.5 hours of radio. You'd think you'd get everything in, but you never do. You leave callers waiting to talk. Stephen Bismarck, I forget that was his name, but somebody was up on the board, and he left us because he thought, I didn't get in. If you don't get in, especially if you've been holding a while, hang on. We will always get you in on the Leftovers edition of the After the Show podcast. Kevin Flynn makes the show go. Kevin, what did we forget today? What did we want to get in that we didn't get in?
This guy.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week.
Stop. That was hate speech.
He's
inciting a riot there.
Yeah.
No, what's interesting is the president gave an address yesterday for about, 4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah, about 5 minutes.
And he sits in the Oval Office, and normally when a president sits in the Oval Office, it's sort of like, we're going to war. I want to explain to you what we're doing about COVID. It's heavy stuff.
At the very least, it gets covered.
And all of the networks stop down in their tracks. They know in advance it's going to be 5 minutes. They preempt program, put it on. Guess how many had it on yesterday? I don't think one did.
I think OAN.
Oh, of course. OAN's one of the news ones. Newsmax, they did. I'm talking about the alphabet soup. I'm talking about ABC, CBS, NBC.
Nope. None of them.
MSNBC. CNN, isn't CNN America's leader in news?
Too busy covering the house circus that's going on in the three rings of underway.
So I agree
there.
We forgot that. And in this podcast, you're going to hear all 5 minutes. And if you hear any hate, just tell me. If you hear any incitement of riots, feel free to tell us, okay? But the second most important thing of the day is our friends from Swanson Health Products delivered to us today one of their newest products. And we actually chatted on the air with a dietitian, registered dietitian in Swanson Health, and also the VP of Research and Development. Greg Bird from our team has just given me a bottle. He opened it up, and you know, immediately it smells so good. Seriously, I'm telling you, smells so good. And this is zinc and C with elderberry and echinacea. Now, if you've not heard about how zinc can help you with your immune system, you've been under a rock. And last time I checked, there's this thing that starts with a C and ends with a D and is 19 in there that is all over the country. And we always talk about the most vulnerable being most susceptible to it. The elderly, whatever, you know, obvious people that are in long-term care, whatever. And then they add another group. And the other group is people with compromised immune systems because they have other health issues. I don't know about you, but I don't want a compromised immune system. So I'm going to start taking these. I've ordered a case today. I'm going to give them to friends, family, and listeners. But I want to take my first. Let's just go this way. Do I take one?
I think so.
I tend to be the kind of person that takes three of something when I only need one.
They're chewable, too, though.
But my wife always said, why do you have two Tylenol there? I said, well, I want the headache to go away faster. She said, I think I'm going to go away faster. And then you mess up your kidney or something else. So I'll follow the instructions.
Yep.
Zinc and C. Let's go here. Now, this is going to dissolve, or do I chew it, or doesn't matter?
Yeah, just put it in there. It's like a lozenge kind of thing.
It's like a lozenge.
Yeah, very good.
It's like Luden's, the red little, you know, cough things that I love.
And you remember going back to the start of COVID when the two guys in California, they're only chiropractors.
Oh, they were talking about zinc.
They were talking about zinc and quinine and vitamin C and D.
Kevin's talking about...
I've been on this for decades.
Yeah, this is, I mean,
way
folks,
back. Yep. I've been taking supplements for 20 plus years, and a lot of them from Swanson's.
My words, not Swanson's. Yep. No brainer. You buy this today at Swanson Health Products. These are the words of Scott Hinnon, and Scott Hinnon only. Radio talk show host Kevin Flynn agrees. Those doctors in California agreed, but that's all of our opinion. Man alive. And I've been forgetting the zinc, I've been remembering the vitamin D. And you can get that, too, from Swanson Health Products. Here's an amazing stat. I don't remember the number, but it was north of 50, lower than 100. I want to say 80%. They did an analysis of people that had died from COVID. I don't know if analysis means autopsy, but I prefer the word analysis. Anyway, they found out 80% of them, or some such big number, had a deficiency of vitamin D.
Yep.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's a hormone,
now,
actually.
Did they die from not having enough vitamin D? Probably not. Could they have had a better fight against COVID if they had, you know, a proper amount of vitamin D?
Couldn't hurt.
I have a physical on Friday. I already told the nurse, I said, would you ask the doctor if I can have a vitamin D test? I want to know, do I have enough vitamin D in me? And we should all be doing that same thing with zinc and the others. So anyway, I love it. And let's play President Trump for the last few minutes. You didn't hear it on the Alphabet Suite of Networks. You do hear it here on the After the Show Show podcast.
My fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the troubling events of the past week. As I have said, the incursion of the U.S. Capitol struck at the very heart of our republic. It angered and appalled millions of Americans across the political spectrum. I want to be very clear. I unequivocally condemn the violence that we saw last week. Violence and vandalism have absolutely no place in our country and no place in our movement. Making America great again has always been about defending the rule of law, supporting the men and women of law enforcement, and upholding our nation's most sacred traditions and values. Mob violence goes against everything I believe in and everything our movement stands for. No true supporter of mine could ever endorse political violence. No true supporter of mine could ever disrespect law enforcement or our great American flag. No true supporter of mine could ever threaten or harass their fellow Americans. If you do any of these things, you are not supporting our movement, you are attacking it, and you are attacking our country. We cannot tolerate it. Tragically, over the course of the past year, made so difficult because of COVID-19, we have seen political violence spiral out of control. We have seen too many riots, too many mobs, too many acts of intimidation and destruction. It must stop. Whether you are on the right or on the left, a Democrat or a Republican, there is never a justification for violence. No excuses, no exceptions. America is a nation of laws. Those who engaged in the attacks last week will be brought to justice. Now I am asking everyone who has ever believed in our agenda to be thinking of ways to ease tensions, calm tempers, and help to promote peace in our country. There has been reporting that additional demonstrations are being planned in the coming days, both here in Washington and across the country. I have been briefed by the U.S. Secret Service on the potential threats. Every American deserves to have their voice heard in a respectful and peaceful way. That is your First Amendment right. But I cannot emphasize that there must be no violence, no law breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. Everyone must follow our laws and obey the instructions of law enforcement. I have directed federal agencies to use all necessary resources to maintain order. In Washington, D.C., we are bringing in thousands of National Guard members to secure the city and ensure that a transition can occur safely and without incident. Like all of you, I was shocked and deeply saddened by the calamity at the Capitol last week. I want to thank the hundreds of millions of incredible American citizens who have responded to this moment with calm, moderation, and grace. We will get through this challenge just like we always do. I also want to say a few words about the unprecedented assault on free speech we have seen in recent days. These are tense and difficult times. The efforts to censor, cancel, and blacklist our fellow citizens are wrong and they are dangerous. What is needed now is for us to listen to one another, not to silence one another. All of us can choose by our actions to rise above the rancor and find common ground and shared purpose. We must focus on advancing the interests of the whole nation, delivering the miracle vaccines, defeating the pandemic, rebuilding the economy, protecting our national security, and upholding the rule of law. Today, I am calling on all Americans to overcome the passions of the moment and join together as one American people. Let us choose to move forward united for the good of our families, our communities, and our country. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
He said God twice at the end.
Yeah.
He's trying to make some people mad with that.
Pretty clear.
Plus, before that, there was a lot of incitement of violence, I heard. So it was, should we, maybe he should be incarcerated. Maybe we need the Insurrection Act. I don't know. Maybe he should be impeached before he's even out of office, because that was just rhetoric be off. Why didn't they run this? What in that was offensive?
I don't know. You know, but because that would shut down what they're screaming, which is apparently what we're doing, but they're actually doing it.
Well, where's my Facebook?
Another playbook.
I want to see what some people said, because I put this up yesterday and sort of said, like, what possibly could you disagree with here? I was just kind of curious, you know?
Yeah.
Where is that? Can I go to my own page for crying out loud?
5 minutes and 13 seconds of no violence, no vandalism. Don't do that. We don't endorse that at all, ever.
Yeah.
I mean, just.
Oh, my gosh. This is all messed up. I can't get to my Facebook. Can you get to my Facebook?
Sure.
How do I not get into my own Facebook, even if I'm just going as somebody listening to the radio station? I don't know why it's not working. But anyway, you go there and find the picture of Trump. I put it up second to last post. There should be towards the top. You see it?
Yep.
Okay, what are the comments saying?
Oh, pretty good. One deleted his Twitter.
Because of that reason?
Yeah, a home run, someone said. Someone with applause and prayer emojis, flag emojis. And his other side is refusing to pay Rudy now, is one you got there.
I don't get that. What does that mean?
I don't know. Is he not going to pay Giuliani or something? I don't know.
Oh, I get it. They're saying Giuliani's feeding him all the hate speech.
I guess.
I don't know. He's going all nice.
I don't know.
Anybody else say anything?
Card-carrying member plus have swamp tattooed on their foreheads.
Yeah, because I was saying anybody that didn't think that was a perfectly wonderful and well-timed speech has to be a card-carrying member of the Swamp.
Yep, yep.
So they were applying to that saying, not only a card-carrying member of the Swamp, but what else?
Tattooed on their foreheads.
Oh, on their forehead, yeah. Swamp. I am a swamp dweller. Yeah, good. That's heartening to know that the people that commented sort of are in our camp. I never mind people that disagree, but sometimes the venom in which they spew is a little scary. But are we good?
We're good.
We could cover everything in the leftovers?
We covered it, and you should listen to that again. And then I would encourage you, if you haven't heard his speech at the Ellipse, a week ago yesterday, go back and listen to it.
See what you think was awful.
Yeah, find that clip where he incites everybody to go do what they did.
I think what was awful is doing what he did to Mike Pence. I don't think a president.
I would agree.
I don't think a president does that to a vice president.
Yeah, especially somebody that's been on your team and has been as loyal as Pence has been.
Yeah, so that was awful.
I would give it to
you. I would argue, if I'm really a snowflake of all snowflakes, I'd say, Mr. President, don't do a speech today. The million people are already here. They're already mad. Yes, they want to see you. Go out there and say you love them. You thank them for being here and go back. Don't do a speech. Have a rally. Say rah, rah, rah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Play your tunes, which are awesome. I did think of one thing we were going to get to that we didn't get to. And we're going to put this at the top of the list for tomorrow's show. And that is, there are going to be quote-unquote rallies for Trump at every capital in the U.S. Is it on Inauguration Day, or when are these?
Well, the FBI is warning there's going to be armed protests at all 50 state capitals, and the president and a number of us are saying, don't go anywhere near that. Stay away from that. Stay away from the inauguration. Stay away from the Capitol. You're going to play right into what they want to do and what they want to get, and that's to use you as a pawn. Don't go. Don't do it.
Don't be a pawn.
Don't be a pawn.
And I would argue that's what they did.
And this will show, especially
at the Capitol. That's what they did at the Capitol.
Yep, yep.
The people that went in through windows were pawns.
Yep.
Now they're criminals, and I would argue some are domestic terrorists. That's too bad. That's sad. Don't repeat that mistake, because here's the deal. If only the armed protesters show up and nobody else from Team Trump, the armed protesters will be arrested in 10.5 seconds.
That's it.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited to see if none of us show up, if no conservatives, no Trump supporters show up at this inauguration at all, how many numbers are really going to be there? We'll get to really kind of see some true telling of, you know, does Biden's inauguration draw the millions that voted for him?
Let me
I'm thinking not.
Let me take your analogy a little bit further. We know there were close to a million people, but we're going to say hundreds of thousands of people on the mall listening to the president.
Yep.
While that was happening towards the end, there were 15,000 people, 1-5. They weren't listening to Trump. Now, they may have been smart people that said, I want to be at the Capitol. I want to surround the Capitol. I want to pray for these people in there, whatever. Perfectly innocent. But there were 15,000 people. Of that 15,000, 1,500 went in. Okay? My point is, of the 1,500, I bet 150 knew what they were doing,
yep,
planning it,
absolutely,
had scouted the windows to use, everything else. I bet even a portion of them said, go up there and tell that cop how much you appreciate his service, then get him to take a selfie with you. Okay? Let's lull them into think we're not here to harm them. And then what happened is when 15 became hundreds of thousands, the number, by the way, is not that big. I've heard 50 was the total number that came up the mall.
Yeah.
So if Trump did so much incitement, how didn't he get more than the hundreds of thousands up around the mall?
Not even close
to
the number.
Are you tracking with my math here?
I was there. I'm absolutely tracking with
your
math.
So we're going to do this in reverse for the Capitals on Inauguration Day. Is it Inauguration Day?
Yeah. 6 days.
At the inaugural. Who does that sound like? At the inaugural. You remember a couple beautiful ladies?
Oh,
did some great commentary.
Diamond and Silk, yeah.
Diamond and Silk, where'd they go?
Oh,
they've been
around.
Silenced.
Yep. They're on Fox Nation.
By the social media. Silenced.
Yep.
Yeah. So, at the inaugural, January 20th, next Wednesday, if only the 150 or the equivalent that are doing bad things show up, game over. Game over. They're exposed. You're not used as a pawn. And most importantly, you've denied them of what they want. And that is to say, we're the bad people. We're the bad people. We're the bad people when they are thugs, criminals, domestic terrorists, and murderers in some cases. They have blood in their hands for that poor woman they pushed into the window, who, when the Capitol Police finally showed up, got shot. Shouldn't have done what she'd done, but they have blood on their hands for that.
So stay away from all of it.
We did forget one other thing, and it wasn't forget, it was not enough time for all of the callers. If that happens to you, we apologize. Call early in the show. That's better. When the lines are full, I have a tendency to go to them quicker. Some people just wait until they, what did he say? What's he going to say? Then they call to comment on that. Doesn't matter. Whatever's on your mind is most important to us. Call early. And the second thing is, if you want to comment on this or want to comment on anything about our show, 855 200-1776, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 855-200-1776. We'll use it on the air if you want us to. If you don't want us to, tell us that, but keep it to a minute or less if you want on the air. You can talk for 10 minutes, but it's just not all going to get on the air. It can't be possible. Kev, anything else?
Nope. I think we covered it. Just stay away from these rallies that they're talking about at the Capitol and the main cat and the U.S. Capitol. Stay away. We'll primary them. We'll figure it out. We'll fix the voting systems. We'll be back in 2022. It's what champions do. We're not done.
Thursday, January 14th. That's the Leftovers Podcast.
See ya.
Does it sound like Walter Cronkite? Days away from the inaugural. Bye.